Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Janine Herbst. The Biden administration is calling on Republicans to pass spending bills to keep the government operating. Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg says a shutdown could impact air travel.
In the event of a shutdown, we would have to immediately stop so many important activities in the Department of Transportation, like training air traffic controllers.
Heard there on ABC's This Week. President Biden says funding the government is one of the most basic responsibilities of Congress. And he says if the government does shut down, military members would go without a paycheck and programs that keep the public safe would have to be suspended. Meanwhile, House Speaker Kevin McCarthy is intensifying calls on fellow Republicans to pass stopgap spending measures to avoid a partial government shutdown next Sunday, October 1st. Though there's no sign, the small hard right faction holding up the bills will move toward a resolution. McCarthy is expected to hold votes on spending bills on Tuesday. In Kosovo, one police officer was killed, another injured in what the prime minister is calling a terrorist act. NPR's Rob Schmitz reports on the flare-up of violence between two former wartime foes.
The incident, the first act of major violence in months, happened in a village in the north of Kosovo. In a statement, police said that two heavy vehicles without license plates were positioned on a bridge and fired at police units with an arsenal of firearms, including hand grenades and rocket launchers. NATO troops, along with members of the EU police force and Kosovo police, could be seen patrolling the road leading to the village. The area borders Serbia, and Kosovo's government has blamed Serbian government criminal gangs for the violence. Serbia denies the claims. Tensions have run high for months in Kosovo, a former Serbian province, after clashes in May between Serb protesters and NATO peacekeepers. Rob Schmitz, NPR News, Berlin.
A canister containing about a cup's worth of asteroid rock has safely landed in Utah. NPR's Nell Greenfield-Boyce reports it's a culmination of a seven-year NASA mission.
NASA's OSIRIS-REx spacecraft launched in 2016. In 2020, it collected rocks from an asteroid that was about 200 million miles away. Now, it's delivered them to Earth. A sample return capsule holding its precious cargo descended towards a desert near Salt Lake City under an orange and white parachute as scientists and mission managers anxiously tracked its progress.
Touchdown. I repeat, EO. FRC has touchdown.
Helicopters went out to retrieve the capsule. On Monday, it will go to NASA's Johnson Space Center in Houston. Scientists have set up a lab there where they can open it up without contaminating the pristine asteroid rock, remnants of the early solar system and planet formation that are older than Earth. Nell Greenfield-Boyce, NPR News.
And you're listening to NPR News from Washington. Former President Jimmy Carter, along with his wife, Rosalynn, took a ride through the Plains Peanut Festival in their Georgia hometown this weekend. The Carter Center says the couple enjoyed the ride, which is a week ahead of Carter's 99th birthday on October 1st. The former president has been in home hospice care since February, and the former first lady has been diagnosed with dementia. The couple celebrated their 77th wedding anniversary this summer. The women's marathon world record was smashed in Berlin, Germany today. As NPR's Joe Hernandez reports, Ethiopian runner Tigst Assefa beat the previous best time by more than 2 minutes.
Assefa completed the BMW Berlin Marathon in 2 hours, 11 minutes, and 53 seconds. That was 2 minutes and 11 seconds faster than the previous women's world record set in Chicago in 2019 by Kenyan runner Bridget Kosge. The 26-year-old Assefa says she didn't expect to run the race so quickly, but that it was the result of hard work. On the men's side, Kenyan runner Eliud Kipchoge finished the competition in 2 hours, 2 minutes, and 42 seconds. It was his fifth time winning the Berlin Marathon. Joe Hernandez, NPR News.
Talks between the striking Writers Guild of America and studios continued this weekend. Writers went out on strike in May, and sticking points are artificial intelligence, residuals, and data transparency. Actor Steven Weber says actors support the strike.
They're not asking for much. They're asking for a wage that's commensurate with the cost of living. Really basic.
The actors' strike against studio also continues. This is NPR.